How's it going, guys? Welcome to the K1's Charitable Hearts podcast. This is the first one.
The pilot.
The pilot episode. The one that we are going to tell you about our story, tell you about our plan, and share some stories. Right?
Right. Right.
We do want to apologize because we are some real people. We do have lives. We
have dogs clinking around on the floor.
We have dogs
jumping on furniture,
and we have wives.
She's cheering off camera.
Yeah, she's also cleaning up the kitchen
or our studio at the moment.
Yeah. So we apologize.
And there goes the sink.
And we will have the air conditioner probably come on in about 5 seconds. So just bear with us on this audio experience because we have some semi-professional equipment and no professional
studio
location.
Right.
I mean, it is a lot better than our plans to podcast from the truck. We already recorded this and we had a slight malfunction or difficulty or something. So we're having to redo it. Hopefully there's no third time doing this, so
yeah, I don't want a third time's the charm in this situation.
So let's just get Dave. It's been in the works for a long time, probably a year is what we were figuring earlier.
Yep, roughly a year.
It's been long. We've just been waiting for the answers because it's not something that we can really come up on our own. We just need some other help, and it's experiential help. Kind of what it led up to. I mean, no doubt it was God, but it is kind of our circumstantial situations that led to our thinking. So we're going to try to convey that as best we can without going into as much detail as we can. We do get passionate about it, so. Let's not try to stray off too much like we did earlier.
I don't know what you're talking about, nor do they. So
the journey process has been very strange.
And there's the air conditioner.
Yeah. Okay, I was off. Why do I always want to blank on the words I want to say?
That's kind of why we're doing this. Get better with speaking.
Yeah, it's we like the challenge, so this is kind of a thing we
It's another reason I wanted to do this because I've realized that I'm not a very focused or adamant listener. Mm-hmm. Because sometimes I'll be listening to somebody, then I'll get off on a tangent in my own little world, and then I'll kind of come back in at the tail end of the conversation and realize, oh, crap, what did they say? And then you just kind of go, oh, yeah.
What I focus on is my speaking. So, I mean, it's a challenge that we both are putting ourselves into so that we can better ourselves. Not only just in the your listening and my speaking, but also our knowledge. You know, this is something that we're diving into for the first time: podcasting, audio,
video,
video,
everything that's involved with this.
Yeah, so
we're newbies, so
you know our content that we're going to be posting about, which we'll get into later. You know, everything down to. It's all brand new to us, and we're learning about it, and it's been a fun ride so far.
That it has, and it's just phenomenal what we've come to in just a year's time.
Yeah.
You know, from the little seed of an idea into what it's grown into now.
Yeah.
It's just
we can't really pinpoint back to the specific idea that sparked it all, but I remember it was just really, it kind of started just wanting to work for ourselves and just wanting to do something for ourselves. And then for me, it was the meaning of why I wanted to do that. Like, you know, you always got to find a meaning to what you're doing.
Yep.
And, you know, before I went to school for wildlife biology, I do, you know, want to use that. but I just, at the time, it's just hard to get into the field. So, you know, with you, you were doing, you work in HVAC, and then you decided to go full time.
And I'm just contracting, generally. So.
And then, from then, you pulled me in. You got busy by yourself a month later.
Yeah.
And then, you know, it's just spending time. We were just talking about it. And
there's a lot of traveling involved, so a lot of time to talk.
A lot of drive hours. And so I think, I forget somehow, but we just came up, you know, started talking about, you know, your ultimate, your calling in life.
Yeah. And it's coming into fruition. Like, it's so clear now, the stepping stones to get to what, you know, I was talking about by the time, like, I'm 28. Yeah. And it's so clear now with this. Just unbelievable. I mean.
And yeah, it's crazy how it's not revealed to you until you get there. Because, you know, you were kind of touching on it earlier in the other recording, but how it's, if you knew about it ahead of time, you would kind of focus on the wrong parts of it or put your attention somewhere else. So, like, you know, with you, it was finances. If you, would, you know, had it, you would put it somewhere else where it wasn't needed.
Yep.
So it's kind of can be translated into this, is we're not getting the information because we don't need it just yet.
Yep.
So it's just been a crazy experience getting to, you know, feel that.
That everything comes when it's supposed to. Yeah. And everything you go through is for a reason. I mean, it's
so we, you know, started working, started talking just about making an impact in the world. And I really don't know how it started. I mean, you were talking about what you were wanting to do, and then it just kind of just snowballed from there.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know if you want to detail what you're calling.
I can. I was going to do it at a later date. I mean, like, I think what it is just like in what I see in the future has always been the people around me too, in a sense, like who's going to be there and how, and the purpose for everybody being there, because it all intertwines perfectly together. And it's been I've always been the person that if I'm going somewhere, I want to take other people with me.
Yeah.
And it's just because I feel like that you, if you have an ability or you have a gift, you should share it and you should do that. There's so much I do on a daily basis that I have no clue what the crap I'm doing, but I just figure it out.
Yeah.
Of doing stuff like this too, because you can just figure it out. And I've always been able to do that and then kind of lead other people to go along with it.
You kind of led me into the free thinking, or just the kind of breaking out of the mold of the keeping up with the Joneses kind of thing. And that's kind of what, I don't know, we've always had this kind of partnership.
Yeah. Like, it's just not intentionally, but I mean, it's great since high school.
Yeah. And so it's just we got the idea sparked. And then it step by step it turned into this.
Yep. It goes from one idea to the next and some people in our lives that kind of drives them crazy, but I mean it's the building blocks to what's going to be something incredible, we hope. And well, I know, but
we throw each other ideas and
constantly,
that's what helps
every day
mold it.
Yeah.
And it's, you know, back from you sharing Tony Robbins with me and Gary Vaynerchuk and us listening to that, and how many of our ideas have come from that. Because I remember with listening to Gary Vaynerchuk, which is a social media personality, he, you know, talks about how the world is turning into something you can reach through your phone, and all these people that are, you know, the social media famous. And there's really no reason why you can't be doing all this stuff, because you have it all right in front of you. And, you know, we were thinking, it's like, you know, we can podcast right from our phones. And we had, you know, one of the newest phones at the time. We had the capabilities, but...
Well, one of us did.
Yeah, yeah. So I had a Galaxy S9, and he had a...
Let's just not talk about it.
An iPhone 5?
Something like
C?
That.
5S? Something old, but... You know, and the plan was to record in the truck.
Not a good idea. Just want to throw that out there.
We attempted that.
There's so much road noise and
much road noise.
Clanking from tools, and it's just not feasible.
We do have some exclusive content that we will be releasing later, but we have videos from our truck conversations. There's been multiple other instances where we wish we were recording, and that's kind of what led us into wanting to podcast. This is, you know, we have this the connection that just it's humorous, but it can't be forced, is the thing.
Yeah, and it can get deep as far as like conversations and not philosophical, but in a sense, you know, like some stuff can just go. Conversations can go so deep that it's just like, where did that come from, you know?
Yeah, so that's kind of part of the other plan behind this. But, you know, we also want to get into, you know, Terrible Hearts is the name of this podcast, and we're wanting to interview charitable organizations, nonprofit organizations, and businesses who, or business owners, or just any individual who does charitable acts. You know, we've got a couple people lined up that we're planning to speak with, and they own businesses that have a charitable motto or idea behind them.
Yep.
And we've got a few charities that we're wanting to interview. But if you want to talk about kind of the ultimate goal, you know, kind of what we're wanting to do with the information.
Oh, well, the way that we see it is, you know, we have an interest, and that was part of our original thought process before we even got to, we kind of were in the idea of a podcast, but we had other ideas too, just like growth and learning how to do stuff. And we're going to try to compile as much information as we can from all these organizations and these people and seek out their wisdom in this subject and their causes and get a good message on what their purpose is and what they're striving for and what things they wish they would have done and what things, you know, they think we definitely shouldn't do when you're running one of those type of organizations, and just compile all the information that we can, just soak it all up like a sponge and just be able to have all that content for the world, essentially.
Yeah, because nobody else has done this, and that was another thing is we wanted to be different. We throw this idea out, and we've kind of, you know, we've recorded other videos where we thought we were going to post those.
Yeah, quite a few.
Yeah. And we just, for whatever reason, procrastination struck, and it just never got uploaded, which could be one of those building up for a stepping stone, just waiting for this moment right here. But, I forgot where I was going. Man, this is hard.
You're talking about building up, like...
Yeah.
Like, we recorded things, then we realized that they weren't meant to be posted. It was just kind of like a trial and error situation. You know? It's just because we had this bigger purpose coming that we didn't know about. It was unforeseen what we were really trying to do. We were just trying to set the steps in motion to get to this point, even though we didn't know that this was the point we were striving for.
Yeah, that's true. Getting comfortable with it and trying it out. But, well, you know, we're going to have a lot of exclusive content, you know, related to that. Because thankfully, Google has saved all of that on Google Photos. Because I had it all on my hard drive.
I'm just glad the video's there from after the conference.
Oh, yeah.
Because that in 10 years.
Yeah, we can get into that because I just wanted to touch base on the main reasons why we're wanting to do this podcast, and then we can get back into our backstory.
Ooh.
That was the that was the headphones.
But God, dude. Go somewhere else. So
our real life issues is he has an old yellow lab, and with age comes
smells
inoperable bowels.
Woo, God bless. Okay, buddy. That's rough.
Ooh, I'm starting to get it now.
Yeah, I'm telling you.
I hope you can still hear us through our t-shirts.
In a minute, he's going to get up and walk off when he smells it, finally.
So, I guess, is that pretty much, we covered the main ideas of it?
Somewhat. I'm just trying to regain composure from that, because,
Yeah, so, it's been building up to this moment. You know, all of the circumstances that, you know, from gaining the finances to get this equipment to the...
I taste it. Oh, God. I'm sorry. It's so bad. Are you still going, buddy?
To the financial stability that my wife and I have. Well, more financial stability that we had than before, to where we can afford to... This extra expenses to get all this equipment.
I think it's still seeping, bro.
Okay,
he's moving. All right, I was just making sure it wasn't one of those.
It's morbid. To even the knowledge of like which platforms to post this on. And what was even, you know, more crazy is, you know, the time we waited with doing the podcast to building up the other company that we're starting, the contacts that we've gotten through that in those 5 days, the contacts we had, and then that those could be correlated to
this
podcast.
Exactly.
It was even, you know, it's just crazy how the stars are lining up pretty much, and it's just been experience after experience after experience that's led up to this. So I guess let's get into the backstory.
So it started with really like a mindset shift is really what happened, because we had, it was just probably November, if I had to guess, because it was in that time frame that I was working on like what I was calling like PPG.
Oh, yeah.
And that was...
I forgot about that step.
It's still there because I know what it stands for. But I was working on that and trying to develop what it's really going to be and what it could be. But I was working on PPG, and it was just like a perspective. I mean, that was part of it. It's perspective, patience, and growth. And trying to build that into something, you know, I didn't know where it was going or what, but I knew that those were three fundamental things to building and moving forward with life in whatever sense. And
trying to come up with the company essentially that this would be under,
right?
Or that our conferences, our speeches,
yep,
and all would be under.
And but that's probably going to be more like a series now instead of, you know, what it grows into is then me trying to get him to watch Tony Robbins, Not Your Guru on Netflix. And he watches like the first 5 minutes or not even that. Cause he just watched the opening clip and he's like, I can't do this. And I'm like, you just have to watch it. Cause it starts out like, I mean, it's not intense, but in a way, it's like really, really intense.
Tony Robbins just got this bad rep for some people. Yeah, about being
a lot
motivational
of people don't like
stuff.
Cussing.
Yeah. Yeah, that is.
And some people don't like the fact that he's a Christian and he cusses.
Yeah.
But the thing is, sometimes words can be attention getters. But unfortunately for some people, it's not in a good way.
Yeah.
Where for other people, it is in a good way. It just, everybody feels things differently.
Yeah.
But some people look at a lot of that stuff as a hoax too, but it's not. Just some people need that I don't want to say awakening, but I mean, at the same time, you know, some people just got to get a snap out of reality and realize, you know, hey, I can do more in life than.
Yeah. That's kind of what happened when I was watching it, is I had your idea of PPG, and we got to the end of it, and I was like, you know, there's not enough kindness in the world. There's a lot of negativity on social media, and all the algorithms, they promote this negativity and this argumentative personalities. But if you were to, you know, focus on the good things and, you know, could spread good things. So just kind of wanted to make a brand out of it. And kindness first popped into my head because, you know, it's real simple. Two words, phrases. And then K1.
I still remember where I was when you text that to me. I was just sitting on the couch.
It's like
I look down and I read it and I'm like, just the wheels start spinning like instantly. Yeah. I'm like, okay, I can see this. And then you just kind of start forward thinking. And I mean, it's like.
You need something that rolls off the tongue. You need something that sticks. You need
something that has a meaning and a significant impact. And that's what it's capable of doing because it's just so fundamental. I mean, if you just keep kindness first and treat others how they should be treated, treat people properly and just be kind to people, it's going to pay off. I mean, sometimes you might get walked over, but you know, you just got to be the better person and just.
It's a simple concept, but it's got a deeper meaning behind it. And that's, you know, how that came to be, how the name came to be. And we just try to get something catchy. So, we haven't made it, you know, haven't honed in exactly on how we want it to be. Then later the idea came with what were we going to focus on. And we've kind of had this idea, you know, we've been hovering around charities for some reason. And it was, looking back on it, it makes sense. But, you know, I've wanted to start a charity. You've wanted to start charities. You know, we want to help charities. And all of a sudden this idea popped up. I said, well, why don't we just do a podcast about charities where we interview them, get the backstories of the creators, you know, help bring their statement, you know, to the masses, get them more publication because it's expensive for all that advertisement.
Yep. It's very expensive.
You know, charities, they're out to they're a business, but they're a business that they're giving away their profits.
Pretty much, essentially. Yeah. And it's hard to allocate money towards bigger things in some of those instances, like marketing or just, I mean, outreach is huge in those things, but it's as far as, and fundraising's big. But I feel that if we build this properly and do this properly, that it should be able to cut away some organizations' costs to an extent in marketing and fundraising because people are automatically going to be coming to them because they'll be able to come to us, find out through us, and then they'll learn about these organizations and be like, hey, I want to support that or I want to go get involved and volunteer. And that's one of our key principles that we have is we just want to make sure that we can really develop and
hone in the information and, you know, have a an inventory of knowledge.
This is what I originally wrote for, like, the introductory. If you had just a base beginning of what this business is to spread kindness, knowledge, personal education, business practices, and charitable advances with others. Being kind to one another to learn about charities and their causes. If you know of any charities or chairmen on charities to help us get in contact so we can learn their story and share it with the world. We seek to gain positive exposure for these organizations and a knowledge database to help everyone grow in their personal, business, and charitable abilities. And we want to dig deep with these organizations to find their story and why and what drives them, what advances they have for other similar organizations and how others can help and to spread their mission with the world and our audience. And we also want to develop an infrastructure of knowledge and culture surrounded around putting kindness first while helping charitable organizations, businesses, and people grow themselves into what they want or should be. That's what happens whenever I have time to actually think and write something versus...
Isn't that on the way back from D.C.?
There or back. I don't remember. It was in that trip.
Let's talk about that trip.
Before that trip. Let's just back up to what you started on earlier in our first recording that got lost to the abyss, but burrito.
Oh. Oh, yeah. That's a good
So I'll segue into it, and then you back it up. So we're contractors, and we get kind of slow at times. It just depends on what time of the year, and it just so happened that we were in a transition between jobs that we had some free time. And one of my uncles contacted me about coming to work for him for a week in Florida. So we decided, hey, we're not doing nothing, and it's a solid at least week and a half worth of work. So we packed up, and we went to Florida to work. And in that point, we didn't realize that we were just going to really, like, pretty much just meet our needs for the week, because we didn't really have much going on, and we knew that we were going to be bringing home some money.
I'd never been to Jacksonville, so I wanted to go.
Yep. Yeah. So we went down there and we worked, and then it kind of segued into a punch in the face, which Taylor's going to elaborate a little bit on.
So, and one of those other slow times, we were messing around in our hungry stomach episodes, where we were discussing different
food. Topics? Really just stuff that stoners would talk about, even though neither one of us are stoners.
So somehow or another, the topic got brought up of a sushi burrito. And if we were to ever open up a food truck, we wanted to find a way to do a sushi burrito or a restaurant or whatever. We wanted a sushi burrito. Never heard of it before. So we go down to Jacksonville, Florida, and lo and behold, there is a... Do you remember name of that place?
I don't remember the name of the place, but it literally says the name.
Wait. That was the day I got there, and you were hungry. You hadn't eaten lunch that day. So you wanted a smoothie.
I did want Smoothie King. It was Friday, yes.
So we went to Smoothie King, and right beside Smoothie King was this sushi burrito place.
It said something, I don't remember what their name was, but it literally said underneath sushi burrito, and I said, I gotta try that. And then he's like, that's what we were talking about doing. And I was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, so that was a kick in the face, slap in the face, whatever, like you want.
Somebody stole our idea, even though they clearly had it before us, but we thought we were, the pioneers or something.
So just the realization that we had an idea, we took too long to initiate on it, someone else did. That instance that happened a few other times before, we were like, hey, this podcast, it's a really good idea. We need to initiate on it.
Yep. We got to get it going. Otherwise, somebody else is going to have the idea, and then it's just, we're going to sit there. I'm not going to have another chance of sitting there and say, well, it should have been me.
Yeah. So that was one of our reasons behind trying to do the video podcast and it not working out, lining up to this. And this one's so far so good. Yeah, that was a weird experience that we kind of looked on there. And for me, it was, if you have an idea, you need to, act on it. Just don't keep thinking about it in your head, which sometimes, I will say it, you do need to simmer on an idea. But
yeah, don't jump towards everything. But, you got to.
You do need to take that jump, that leap of faith sometimes.
And sometimes when things are so right, don't hesitate.
We had so many instances where it was like, this is the direction you need to go every time through it, the step of the way. And I just felt like something was pushing me into it. It was like, I was eager to get it started, but
he's probably a little more eager than I am, but I have a weird mentality towards things. So our first guest that we're hoping to have on the podcast is a good friend of mine. And it was interesting this was after D.C. Of course, we didn't really elaborate on going up there and working either, but...
Yeah. Oh, yeah, let's go back to that.
So, all right, we're going to segue back a little bit in time, and then we'll be back to this. But
So after going to Florida,
We come
work
back
that week.
Yeah, we come back here and work for what? Two weeks? It was probably
2 or 3 weeks.
It was 2 or 3 weeks because I remember we were originally supposed to go to DC and work. It was before we were supposed to go to the conference, which is we established earlier was on a Thursday and Friday at the start of May. And luckily it worked out that we did not go to DC then.
Yeah.
Which we'll get to that. And so what happened is we had a service call when we established earlier. It was a Wednesday night, not Thursday night, but we had an emergency service call on a Wednesday night, which we had to get up and leave for the conference the next morning at 5:30. We had to leave.
Yeah, because the conference was 8 o'clock and it started at 8 and it was in downtown Nashville.
Yep. So we were going to leave the house at 5:30. Well, I get an emergency service call at like 11, somewhere between 11:30 and 12:30. Get in my truck, get there, and I call him on the way up there and say, you got to go to my house and get these things. Because I had to get up there because they didn't know how to turn the water off. So I get up there, get the water off, and start cleaning up. He gets up there. We start cleaning up, and it's like 3:30, maybe 4:30, somewhere in between there. I don't remember. But we get it cleaned up and get the problem fixed and all that. And then we get everything together. We get on the road, and it's like 5 o'clock, maybe.
Yeah. I remember we got up there just in time. We got breakfast.
Yeah, we got breakfast, and we went into the conference, and it started into, I mean, just really driving home that we got to get the ball rolling on this. Cause
it was also a weird feeling the first day of the conference, just being there, and, you know, knowing that you were up from midnight, you know.
Hustling.
And we were hustling to get there, you know, to even have the chance of being there. We were hustling, and you know, all these people there, they're business people, and they're like, their companies have paid for them to go there and all this other stuff. And we're blue collar guys.
I mean, technically, I guess my company did pay for us to go, but you know, but that's different.
You got all these blue collar guys, and they're all up in suit and stuff. And we're in work pants, and
didn't change. Just went from working, drove straight up there, put on some deodorant, probably. I don't even remember, and then just went in because it's just been.
And all those guys are learning about how to.
I didn't even go to bed that night.
Yeah,
I was literally packing when they called me at 11:30. I didn't.
I think you got an hour.
I didn't. No, I didn't sleep. I slept. I got. You drove, and I dozed in and out on the way up there, but.
Yeah, so it was.
I didn't sleep for, God, I don't even know. So 48 hours or something like that.
I think that enhanced the experience, though.
Oh, yeah.
Like, having that experience before we went to that conference, who was supposed to build on business strategies and stuff like that. But
just personal growth, in
a sense. It was cool to see Tony Robbins, who, through his movies, sparked the idea of the name of it, and then Gary Vee, which through his ideas sparked.
I mean, one of the big things he pushed is being nice to people and doing what's right, you know, and that kind of plays on it because you can see the truth in what they're saying.
And what I like about, you know, Gary is he speaks truth, and he wants everyone else to speak their truth.
Yep.
And this is our way of speaking our truth.
100%.
Yeah. So, you know, we want to be real about everything that we talk about on this podcast. And, you know, if it's dogs farting in the background.
For now, till we get a studio.
Yeah. And air conditioner's running, then, you know, we're true.
That's what we do for a living. We can't help it.
Yeah, if anyone needs to, you know, wants to reach out to us and help us with our knowledge or, you know, share knowledge or anything, we're always open for that. So after that Nashville trip,
we come back on a Friday afternoon.
I go back to Oxford.
Well, we record that video.
Oh,
that's gonna be crucial in a couple years.
I don't know what that idea came up with, but I had an idea. Was it me or was it you? The idea for that video. It's like, what if we record a video that we could lock up? That was an idea that we came up with.
That was the app that we were going to do. Okay. That's what it was.
So, yeah. We're not getting into that because that's going to be a $1 million app one day.
I thought somebody already did something like that.
I don't know. Probably. But so we wanted
that's what it was for, though, is that app that we were thinking about creating. Yep, that's it.
We wanted,
like I said, the thoughts are always going. Yeah. It's just,
and we bounce off each other. But we wanted to film a video to show ourselves in 10 years or so, 5-10 years, just, you know, looking back at that moment that we was a really impactful weekend for us, and for
just the start of the weekend too. We'll get to that.
Yeah, this was the start of a week-long experience, and we wanted to share it. And I don't know how long that video was, but it was
2 hours.
It was so long. My phone battery was overheating, and it made us stop recording.
It was nearly 2 hours because
it was the whole.
You started it as we were leaving Nashville, and you stopped it as we were turning into Jackson.
Yeah. So.
So it was 2 hours easy, yeah. And then.
I think it saved as 5 separate footages, like videos on my phone. It was how big it was.
And I mean, I'm a spiritual person, and what came from, like, I was so hesitant for us to move forward with what we were doing because I hadn't had an affirmation yet, which I had not told him until that video. But within the video, which we're not going to play it for quite some time until some things happen, but the affirmation came, and then it was just like an eye-opening for me. I'm like, okay, so we do have to do this.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, you know, I mean, yeah. You were there.
I got chills the whole time throughout that video, and I was hyped. I was excited about it.
But it's just like everything's been stepping stones to now.
It's crazy, man. So after that, yeah,
You went home.
Yeah, we went home for a day.
Well, a day. You drove home for a day.
And then drove back up. We drove to D.C. I think I got up here at like 12 o'clock at night.
Yeah,
1 o'clock in the morning.
It was
something like that,
because we rolled out, and I stayed up again, and I drove until I just couldn't, which was Knoxville. We made it to Knoxville.
We got to Knoxville, and I started driving. I think you were driving, though, when you realized we were going through Roanoke.
No, I realized that we were in Virginia.
Oh, yeah.
Because
yeah.
I kind of slept for like an hour or two, and then it was like 7, and then I was looking up elevation or something like that, and I was like, wait, there's one in Virginia. Or I was thinking about watching elevation while we were riding is what it was. Yeah. And then I looked it up, and I'm like, we're going, like, right through a town where one is.
Yeah.
I was so like.
Right at church time, at service time.
Yeah. What are the chances of that? Yeah, we were literally pulling. We had time to go
get something,
stop at a gas station, get a little something to eat, and then we pulled over to the church, which is like right across the street from the gas station, and then we just went right in, started service front row.
What were the chances of that?
Yeah, it's supposed to happen.
Yeah,
because
and then the message of the service was the only thing I remember was him saying,
I meant for us to watch that service between the two recordings. Yeah. That way, but we could have, you know,
remember his. The title of it, I think, was "You Are Where You're Supposed to Be." Something along those lines, but he's gonna look it up and he'll speak about it in a little bit. But just that was another affirmation, and then, you know, we followed up, went to D.C., which was an amazing experience.
Neither one of us have ever been, and just the chance to work like in growing these opportunities, to get the opportunity in this process, which we wanted to record like our first kind of segment or something along the lines in D.C., because how cool would that be to start a podcast in our nation's capital? That would have been so cool. Just some things didn't work out exactly as we planned, but
we had to get back because my wife was graduating college, so we were pressed on time, and I remember the only night we really went out was that one night, but it was 11 o'clock at night, and it was bright as if the sun was up. But that was an awesome experience, and we're going to have to go back because that was just way, way too awesome. And
hopefully not for that type of work, though.
Not for work, for leisure, or for, you know, for podcast work. But I believe on the way back,
they don't have it on here anymore. I don't think.
It was a preacher from Georgia.
He wasn't from Georgia. He was from
South Carolina.
Nope, he was from Tennessee. It was just in Chattanooga.
Yeah.
Because me and her tried to, when we were in Chattanooga, we tried to find in his church. Here it is.
The detour is for your destiny, which that's why it was so cool, is because we detoured to elevation. Yeah.
And the detour there and everything he talked along the lines of in that sermon was...
It made sense for our lives in that moment.
So spot on. Like, it, I couldn't even put that to words. I was just, when I walked out of there, I was in disbelief. I'm like, how could everything be this, like, choreographed? Like, we had no intention for it to be that, but obviously God did. I mean, there was no way around it.
That was just one of those, another one of those experiences. I was like, man, this is what we need to do. This is one of those. And then we come back, and you go, you had to go to the bank for something. You went and talked to...
This was... I don't know if that was... I mean, it had to be close to that time frame, but I was just going in the bank.
This was... Because this was a month or two ago.
Yeah. But I went into the bank after that, and just down in Selmer, where just depositing some checks for my other business, and I see a good friend of mine that's a banker there that he's just sitting in his office. Nobody's in there, so I just went up, walked over there to tell him hi. And, I mean, we just kind of catch up a little bit on, like, you know, how's life? How's everything doing? Because mine and his, like, not that our stories are identical, but, like, our original... Yeah, our original career paths are, like, symmetrical in a sense. I mean, what he went to school for originally, what I went to school for originally, what he had... went to school for after that, what I was in.
That was just another one of those spiritual awakenings.
Yeah, because I sit down and I stand there talking to him, and he's talking about what business he's trying to grow, and then I was like, you're kidding me, right? And he's like, no. I was like, let me call my helper / partner in here real quick, because this is about to blow your mind. So I text Taylor. I said, just get out the truck and come in here for a minute. He's like, what? Yeah. I was like, just come on. And he gets in there, and then we start talking about the stuff that we're doing, not just this, but our other business that we're growing besides contracting, and how much in unison all of our goals were was just unforeseeable. Yeah.
I was getting chills that whole conversation. It just the way he speaks, too. It's just
He has a profound way of talking.
Please tune in to the next episode with Chris. It would blow your mind. No doubt. But it just, that was another thing. It was like, man, this is where we need to be.
Yeah.
And for some reason, we still procrastinate a little bit. We had to grow a little more.
Yeah. I mean, because you have to grow, and we had to.
2 days later, that other business we're trying to start, which we're going to have an episode about it in the future. But, we got another contact
that's
based on and has charitable background or charitable ideas, and it just blew my mind 3 days later.
Yep, and it's all came into line, and then it's just been with contracting, it's so busy, and then not setting forth the adequate time and allocating resources properly, which is a lot to my doing, but kind of pushed it off. But
you've been heading all that up, and then I've been trying to head up all this and get all the research. Background, because we drive around a lot. We've got a wide working area.
Yep.
And so I'm usually sitting on my phone looking up stuff and researching stuff, and sometimes I'm just on Facebook, but sometimes I am looking up, you know, best ways to do stuff and just other equipment and stuff. But you know, start wrapping this up.
Yeah, that's fine.
About 15 minutes.
That's what I was about to say. You know, I was kind of going to go to a conclusion in that, in the sense of, like, you know, what you're just saying with you had the time is what I mean, we had that conversation.
Yeah.
You know, it's like I told you that you have the time, and not that I have money, but I had the means to acquire money to put forth. So I was like, if you put forth the time, I can put forth the resources, because I have so much time allocated to other things that it's just won't work. And that's kind of what we're getting at with also with these podcasts and the everything that we're going to be striving to do in the future is, if there's something you want to do, find the people that have like minds, or find just people around you that, because they might already be there. I mean, that's just the reality of it. You just don't realize it yet. And that's going to be kind of one of my big statements in the future is, I mean, you could come from a very messed up place or be a very, like, lonesome person, but there's still people. You just have to look out and see it.
Sometimes you just have to put yourself in the right situations and they'll come to you.
Yeah. I mean, it all starts with mindset. Because if you're in a negative mindset, you will not see past and see what you need to see.
It goes back to the kindness first, too.
Yeah. I mean, just...
Yeah.
And if you're kind to people, and it's not to be manipulative, but if you're kind to people, you're going to get more out of people.
Yeah. We hope you enjoyed it. And if you don't mind, we do have a Facebook. We have a Instagram.
And a Twitter.
And we have a Twitter. I forget, the K1 Movement.
That's the website.
Yeah, the website is not up yet. That's something that we're trying to get all the kinks worked out.
My phone don't die first.
But our...
It's just at K1 and Co. on Facebook.
Okay. So at K1 and Co. I don't think we changed the Facebook. What's the Twitter?
We haven't. The Twitter is... Well, as soon as it pulls up. At K1 Kindness First.
Yeah. So, you want to spell that out? Just
at K1.
The number one.
Number one, yep. And then KINDNESSFIRST.
Yeah. So, if you can find us on there, we'll try to get a little more...
content.
Yeah. Some content out. But, you know, we enjoyed it, and if you liked it, please, you know, subscribe to it. Get the notifications for whenever we drop this podcast with Chris, and we've got many more planned and lined up, and we just hope you enjoyed it. You got anything else?
Not that I know of. I mean.
All right. I feel good about it.
Yep.
I feel like a weight lifted off my shoulders right now.
As long as it's actually there, not like the last time. And that's actually the closing thing that I had is, you know, we could have gave up earlier when our first audio file completely, it was just lost. It showed like it was recording, but it wasn't recording at all. And then we get done with it and we're kind of looking back and just cutting like little inserts and we look back and it's not there.
Yeah.
And we could have given up. Yeah, we could have easily just been like, you know what, we'll just put it off for another day.
But we didn't.
Yep.
Give it your best.
Yep.
And with that, we're out of here.